contactors, testing, chattering, and welded contacts, how a contactor works, how to test the coil and the contacts, and how to read the three classic failures, pitted slash burnt contacts, a chattering coil, and welded contacts that won't release. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is, a contactor, is the heavy-duty switch that connects line voltage to the compressor and condenser fan. The thermostat's 24-volt circuit energizes the contactor's coil, the coil pulls in an armature, and the armature slams the high-current contacts closed. It's the workhorse of the outdoor unit and one of the most common failure points, because those contacts make and break a big load every cycle and slowly burn. Most no-cool and won't-shut-off calls come down to this part. How it works, the coil is an electromagnet. Send 24 volts, sometimes 120 volts or 240 volts on commercial coils through it, and it builds a magnetic field that pulls the movable contact carrier down against spring tension, closing the line voltage contacts. Cut the 24 volts and the spring snaps the contacts back open. Every make and break draws a small arc across the contacts, and over thousands of cycles, that arc pits and burns the contact surfaces, raising their resistance. Higher contact resistance means voltage drop and heat under load, the same runaway that kills any bad connection, until the contacts either burn open or, the opposite failure, weld themselves shut. A relay is the same idea in a smaller package for lighter loads. A contactor is just a beefy relay built for motor current. In the field, test the coil power off, isolated, ohm across the coil terminals. You want a sensible resistance, not open and not shorted. Open coil equals won't pull in. Shorted coil equals trips the low voltage fuse. Test the contacts two ways. Continuity. De-energized. Contacts open should read OL across the line slash load poles. If they read continuous with the coil de-energized, they're welded. Voltage drop. Energized under load. This is the real test. With the unit running, meter across each set of closed contacts line terminal to its matching low terminal. A good set drops only a few hundredths of a volt. A burnt slash pitted set drops a tenth, several tenths, or even a couple volts. That's your dying contactor. Check pull-in. Confirm the coil is actually getting 24 volts on a call. If it's getting voltage but not pulling in, the coil's open or the armature is mechanically stuck. If it pulls in but buzzes, you've got a chatter problem below. Inspect. Pull the cover and look. Blackened, pitted, or melted contacts and a heat-discolored body tell the story before the meter does. Normal values and targets. 24 volts coil resistance, commonly in the range of roughly 10 to 20 ohms, varies by part, compared to a known good or the data plate. Coil pull-in voltage. A 24 volts coil reliably pulls in around 18 to 24 volts. If your control voltage sags below the coil's minimum, it won't seat and will chatter. Voltage drop across good closed contacts under load. A few hundredths of a volt, essentially zero. Over about 0.1 to 0.2 volts means pitted contacts on their way out. De-energized contacts. OL open across the poles. Continuity here equals welded. Common faults and what they mean. Coil energized. Contactor won't pull into open coil. Mechanically stuck armature or control voltage too low. Contactor chatters slash buzzes and rapidly clicks to low control voltage, a weak slash failing transformer, dirty pole faces, or a marginal coil. It can't hold itself seated. Compressor runs, but pulls low voltage at its terminals to burnt contacts dropping voltage. Voltage drop test confirms it. Compressor won't shut off when the call ends to welded contacts holding line voltage on. The 24 volts dropped out, but the contact stayed stuck closed. Replace it now. This can cook a compressor. Low voltage fuse blows on every call to shorted coil or a shorted 24 volts wire. Own the coil to tell them apart. Tech tips and gotchas. Welded contacts are a safety issue, not just a comfort one. The compressor keeps running with no way to stop it from the thermostat. If you find welded contacts, replace the contactor and look for the cause. Chronic chatter, an undersized contactor, or a hard-starting compressor all accelerate welding. Chatter is almost always a coil voltage problem. Before condemning the contactor, check that the transformer is holding 24 volts under the call. A weak transformer or too many devices loading the secondary drops the voltage below pull-in, and the contactor dances. Fix the voltage and the chatter often goes away. Single pole versus two pole matters on replacement. A single pole contactor leaves one leg always hot to the compressor even when off. Fine in many residential designs, but match what was there and what the equipment calls for. Don't file pitted contacts as a fix. You can knock the high spots down to limp a unit through a heat wave, but filing removes the plating and they come back worse. It's a stopgap, not a repair. Replace it. A contactor is cheap. If you're already in there for a related failure, bad cap, hard starting compressor, replacing a marginal contactor at the same time prevents a callback. Safety/code notes. A welded contactor defeats the normal off control, so de-energize at the disconnect. Never trust the thermostat to kill power when you suspect welded contacts. The outdoor disconnect within sight of the unit is required per NEC Article 440. Use it before touching line side terminals. Match the replacement contactor's coil voltage and contact rating FLA/LRA to the load it's switching.